Hey sis, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode 201. I am so happy that you're here today, tuning in either from your car or even from YouTube, which, by the way, if you haven't checked me out on video on YouTube, this is now a video podcast, so go check it out now. All you have to do is go to the show notes. If you're listening to this on a podcast, scroll all the way to the very bottom and go to the show notes. WendyRay.com/201, and you'll find the video down there so you can see all the hand gestures that I'm making, what I'm wearing, how I have my hair. And if you aren't able to do that, that's completely okay too. If you are tuning in from the car, completely fine. I want to share today, and I'm really excited to share with you all the topic of what I'm talking about today, maximizing your time, but also invite you to an upcoming webinar that I have for January 25th on a Thursday at 12 Eastern Standard Time. And what I will be offering during that session is how to manage your mind around time and also walk you through my very own way on how I put things on my calendar, but also the process on how to do so in the most simple way possible. More details to follow. Stay tuned in the next couple episodes. Again, right now, just save the date. Go to your calendar right now and just put the meeting with Wendy, Thursday, January 25th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. So today we are going to be talking about three tips on how you can start maximizing your time. Before I do so, though, I want to share with you why this is important. And I know most of you are possibly thinking like, Wendy, there's no way I can still continue to maximize on the very small, limited amount of time that I have because there's just so many things I need to get done and I just don't have the time for it. But today, I want to share with you three quick tips that are tactical that you can start doing right now, even as you're driving, even as you're in your office, you're cooking, whatever you might be doing, because I know most of us are multitasking while we listen to podcasts. I'm doing that all the time because that's really the only time that I'm able to listen to a podcast, do laundry or whatever else I need to get done, drive to pick up my kids. That's honestly the time that I enjoy listening to podcasts when I'm in the vehicle, when I'm doing a chore, when I'm doing something that I'm able to also pay attention to and as well as doing something else. And so with that, I want to begin with telling you why it's so important for us to be able to maximize on time. One, because you are creating more time for yourself and for your family. And two, because you want to be able to get done with whatever time that you have, whatever items that you have to do with the time that you do have from a place of peace, not from a place of chaos, not from a place of stress, not from a place of frustration or overwhelm, but from a place of peace. And I know that that's difficult sometimes to even imagine because we're constantly on the go, go, go. We're constantly going 1,000 miles an hour that we don't pay attention on how we're feeling. And so the biggest takeaway for you here is to do things from a place of a positive emotion, whatever that may be for you. For me, it's more of peace, joy, loving. For you, it may be just not being stressed, right? Being less stressed, being less frustrated, or just being more present. And I know most of you are wanting to be more present, are wanting to just do things and not feel like you're on autopilot. And so again, this is why we want to be able to maximize the time that we do have, because I know it's very limited, especially if you're active duty, especially if you're in a season of transition, especially if you're in a season on where there is something new that you knew was coming, but you didn't have the time to prepare ahead of time or in advance, because it's just, there's so many things going on in your life. Or you may be a single mother, right? There's just so many things, so many circumstances, but I'm here to offer you that you can begin to maximize the time that you do have, even if it's 20 minutes a day, even if it's 10 minutes a day. And the first thing, the first tip that I want to offer you is that you, one thing that you need to let go of is stop saying that you don't have enough time. That is really the foundation on where we can begin to find time, because we sometimes forget that we have that responsibility, that self-ownership of actually creating that for ourselves. No one's going to say, separate that time for you. You have to do that for yourself. And it begins with you saying that you don't have enough time. Because when we do that, when we say we don't have enough time, we procrastinate. And then we judge ourselves for not having this time management skills down to a T. And so when we stop saying that, we then now go into, okay, how much time do I have? How much time can I set aside for this one task that I have? Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's reading a chapter in the Bible. Maybe it's just simply starting a new hobby. Maybe it's simply just looking at your budget in a different, from a different perspective. Maybe it's setting up a call with a life coach. Maybe it's just setting time for yourself to really explore how you're feeling. Maybe it's time for you to study, for you to plan a vacation. Whatever it may be, you now start asking yourself better questions instead of reminding yourself that you don't have enough time. Because here's the truth, we all don't have enough time. There's so many things that I have in my idea bucket that I have, and that's like for the podcast, right? So many podcasts that I want to record. I can't record all of them that I have on my queue in one day because there's just so many. But they're there for the future when I do have the time, when I do set the time. It may be the same for you, right? You have many, many ideas for a business or many ideas for your business, but you can only tackle so many things at a time. You may have so many ideas on how to transition out of your career, but you only have a certain amount of time to work towards it. And so when you're able to do that, again, you stop procrastinating and you stop judging yourself on how you don't have this time management skill going, on how irresponsible you are with not managing your time. So tip number one, stop saying that you don't have enough time and begin thinking of how you can use that time. So the next tip is, it goes into creating that list on what you want to get done. Now, what you need to get done, because most of the time, what we need to get done, we'll get done, like going to work, like brushing your teeth, like getting in the shower. Those are the things that you need to get done, right? I mean, ultimately, we want to, because the long-term well-being will affect us if we don't shower, if we don't brush our teeth, if we don't go to work, right? But here's the thing. When we create a running list on what we want to get done, on the desires that we want to actually do, like a hobby, go get our nails done, go get a massage, go read that book, spend more time in prayer, whatever it may be, find a community. Again, it could be even hiring a life coach, right? Creating that time and adding that to a to-do list and being able to do something from a desire or a I want desire versus I need to is crucial. You having somewhere where you can store that is very, very important for when you do have time, for when all of a sudden that meeting got canceled, all of a sudden now you don't have to go pick up the kids, or your boss decided to let you go home early. Now, instead of going and hanging out or doing unnecessary things that you didn't even plan or don't even want to do, now you have something that you can go to. Now you have something on that agenda. And here's the thing. Keep it as simple as possible. It doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to go to ClickUp on what I have, right? Like the way I do things is very different from what you do things. The way you do things, you may still be on pen and paper. That's completely fine. Write it down. Write, have a running list that is going to keep you focused on what you want to do. You can use Excel. You can use whatever. You can use a board, very similar to this one behind me. Whatever works for you. Keep it simple, nothing fancy. Tip number 3, be able to focus on only spending that amount of time that you set for yourself ahead of time. So let's say you give yourself 20 minutes to only focus on planning for that trip, for that desire that you have, that task. Let's say you only, you know, spend 10 minutes looking at different resorts, because here's another thing. We will get sucked in to all the available options that are out there, especially if you have to go through social media. You are going to get sucked in. So you have to give yourself a duration time on how long you're going to do that thing. If not, you're going to get carried away. You're going to forget to go get the kids. You're going to forget to do that other thing that you had to do for work, this other project. You're going to miss out on something else. And so then you're going to just not stick to it, because then you're thinking, okay, this did not work. Me writing it down and getting it done, it took 3 hours instead of 30 minutes. I missed this one thing that I needed to get done, or it ran into dinner, whatever it may be. You want to be able to do that ahead of time. So for example, when I record this podcast, I know that most of the time I'm going to record this podcast when my daughter is sleeping, when she's taking a nap, when I don't have anything else going on. If the kids don't have practice, if there's nothing else after work, there's nothing else going on before work, or even if the kids don't go to school, I have this time to be able to record a podcast, to be able to get on my computer and do something on that running list. And so being able to do it in a period, an amount of time that you have, will allow you to also have this clear mind and know that you are going to go pretty much head first into that task. And then it allows you to not take too long and also like overdo it, or get sucked in to all the options that are out there. Because that's another thing. It depends on what task it is, right? Some tasks you can do right away. You need to send an email. Great. You need to go call this specific place. You get it done in 2-3 minutes. But there are going to be tasks that you may have when it comes to researching. And so with that, if we don't give ourselves our amount of time, we will research forever and we're not going to get to the next task. And so that's why it's so important for you to have a duration so that you're able to just focus on that amount of time that you have. Because remember, you have a limited amount of time anyways. So give yourself some grace. And if you only have 20 minutes and it takes 20 minutes, then do so. Now, what happens when you give yourself 20 minutes and it really takes you 30 minutes? Again, have grace. Don't judge yourself. Do it in 30. But remember that next time you need to give yourself 30 minutes instead of the only 20 minutes. And so now you have, one, you stop telling yourself that you don't have enough time, and instead you create time. You stop procrastinating and you create that amount of time that you know you do have. You create a running list. Create a running list of the things that you want to do. Remember, nothing fancy. Very simple. Simple is better. And then the last thing, add the duration that you're going to take for each task. So, and it doesn't have to be, again, fancy at all. All you have to do is say, okay, an email, it's going to take me no more than 5 minutes. I have to go get my nails done. It's obviously going to take an hour, whatever it may be for you. Things like that. So when you do have that window, you're like, okay, I can go get my nails done because now I have an hour, whatever it may be. Study for a test, alone time, whatever you need to do. And so again, being able to do these things maximizes, one, the time that you do have, and two, you're doing it from your prefrontal cortex, meaning our brain operates from two different parts. Your prefrontal cortex, meaning the part of the brain that is going to plan ahead of time, and then the primitive brain where that's the part of the brain where it's pretty much there to help you stay safe, to help you survive, to help you not go into like danger mode and actually be able to do things on a day-to-day. And so when you're able to plan this out and you're able to lay this out ahead of time, your prefrontal cortex kicks in. And now the dopamine hit that it's looking for is accomplishment. It's going to get done. And when we can do this consistently, and we do this every single day, your mind, your brain is going to get a dopamine hit, meaning that it's going to want more of it. And you're going to continue to do this and continue to maximize on the very small amount of time that you do have. Now, if you want to be able to do this and you're thinking, well, I can do it now, it's completely okay. Maybe you're in the field listening to this podcast. Maybe you're in a season where you are mentally trained and you want to be able to do this when there is more time that you're able to use or be able to effectively get things done. That's completely okay. Give yourself some grace. I know most of the time we want to get into it right away. There's pros and cons for that. We want to be able to understand why we're getting into this, right? Change. Our brain doesn't really like change as much as we think it does. And then we want to be able to understand how this is going to serve us, how it's going to serve you individually. If this is something that you know it's going to help you, start right away. Start doing this, like I said, in your car. One, stop saying that you don't have enough time to create a running list. Write it out, type it out on a Word doc, on an Excel sheet, and then just put the amount of time that you're going to take for each. Very simple. Should not take you no more than 10 minutes to get this going. Maybe 5 at the most. And give yourself 5 minutes. Again, we don't have to get overwhelmed over a list, a running list. How to maximize should not be overwhelming. Maximize your time should not be overwhelming. And so I offer you this invitation to start today, to start maximizing your time with these 3 tips. Go and do it now. And I also want to invite you to join me on January 25th. It's a Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I will walk you through how to start managing your mind around the time and also show you a tactical way on how I do it in the most simple way possible. All right, ladies. And listen, if this resonated with you and you're like, I really need some help now, I need some accountability, I want to invite you to schedule a free consultation session with me where I walk you through where you are now with the limiting beliefs that you might have that may be keeping you stuck, that may be keeping you in burnout, that may be keeping you from taking action, and also give you steps that are specific to you on how you can start getting after the goals and desires that you want for your life, for your career, for your family, so that you can continue to make an impact within your military career, but also beyond. All you have to do is go to wendyray.com/consult. You can also scroll to the very bottom of this YouTube video or podcast, and you'll find the link there. All right, ladies, I pray that everything is going well for you, and have a great and beautiful rest of your week. Bye. Hey, lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. And please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. Again, it is bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.